This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back, everyone, to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. I'm Michelle, and I'm in for Carol today. And I'm here with Kim, who's in for Tracy today. We're live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. Don't forget, excuse me, I have something like a frog in my throat, but don't forget to stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And really cool, on your phone, download Tune-In Radio, and you can listen to us on your phone. Isn't that awesome?
Very good.
Well, we have two lovely ladies here. We have Brianna and her mom, Lisa, owners of The Cake Fairy, and Kim is going to take this away.
Well, we're so glad to have you, and I understand that you're a fairly new business, right? How long have you been around?
We've opened.
Talk as close as you can to the mic without touching it. How's that?
We opened on May 1st in Hooksett.
Okay.
And it was really cool. We had a huge grand opening. We had so many people there that came to support us on our first day, which was very nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how long have you been wanting to do this? Your mom was mentioning a little bit about the names and having a vision for it, if you will. So how long has it been coming into play?
Honestly, I used to be in the kitchen asleep on the floor when I was growing up, watching her do all her cakes, you know, 3-4 in the morning, because they would take all night to do. And she's wanted to do it since she was 15 years old. So it's been a long time coming for her, and it was her dream to do it. So she got to do it now, and I just help out from every day.
That's wonderful. It's nice to hear a mom and daughter type of business.
Absolutely.
As well. So that's really sweet, if you will. And the name, is there a story behind the name that you guys chose?
Yeah, so I have horses. I always had them growing up, and my dad would sometimes come in the barn and be like, "Oh, Brianna, the hay fairy came. Did you see that?" So then my mom started doing cakes for people, and she's like, "Oh, the cake fairy came." And it was
perfect.
Just the cutest name ever, and it just totally stuck.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. It's great. Super. So we are really wanting to hear some of your best sellers. Now, I will say that you sent me an email the other night of one of your cupcakes, and my response was I gained 5 pounds just reading it, not tasting it, and I was good with that. It was delicious.
Yep.
So describe that cupcake and then a few other ones that you have and, you know, some of your specialties, and you also have some events coming up too.
Yeah, we
do. So share with us some, you know, what's going on.
So our best cupcake in we sell so many, whether it's a cake, a wedding, whatever it is. I don't think this cupcake or cake is not on the order form. It's a chocolate cupcake with a full-size Oreo on the bottom. It's got fudge and cookies on the inside, and then topped with this mountain of buttercream.
Mm.
And, of course, everything has to have fairy dust on it. So there's fairy dust on top.
And you also said it's a jumbo cupcake.
Yeah.
Are they all jumbo?
They're all jumbos. We don't do any standard size cupcakes. Okay. Our cupcakes are all, we always say it's an Italian size portion of cupcake, you know, because we're Italian.
Yeah.
So looks like a large ice cream cone. Like a large three scoops.
Michelle's looking at a picture on your website, and it is. It's huge. And you know what? That's nice because you'll stand out.
Yeah.
So that's good thinking on your part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, that sounds delicious to me. How about you?
Absolutely. Where do people find you?
So we're right on the bypass in Hooksett, right next to Eaton's Cake and Candy.
Oh.
A lot of people know that place.
Yes.
It's been around for forever. So right off of 101 or the back road of Kmart. You
right.
Know,
okay.
That's pretty
exactly
simple.
Where you are.
Yeah.
Cool. And then on the web, Cake Fairy New NH, Cake Fairy NH at, oh, that's your,
it's
not
Cake
your
Fairy
website.
NH.com.
.com, but they can reach you at Cake Fairy NH at AOL.
Yes.
Also. Hours?
So Monday to Friday, we're open 8 in the morning till about 5:30 at night, though we're usually there later than that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So the lights are on. We always say, come in.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, it's 9 to 4. And then Sunday, we're closed because the fairies need a day to rest.
Absolutely.
And the little magical fairies are getting ahead of the game for you, right, while you're out. Tell us a couple of your events that you have coming up, because they sound really great.
Yeah, so we decided to do a Meet Santa event, and that's this, well, next Friday, so the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's from 2 to 5, and Santa will be there. You can bring all your cameras, take as many photos as you'd like.
Nice.
You know, hang out with him for a few minutes. He'll be giving out a few little cookies, so you can eat a cookie with him. And there'll also be elves there to face paint your face.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's wicked cute. Everything's complimentary. Nothing is of charge. We will have stuff in the case that's, you know, a one-time thing that day that's for purchase. But the event itself is entirely free, which is super cute.
Great way to get inside, have a lot of fun, see Santa. And you know what? The malls are so busy. So
go
and visit you and see what they have, what you have to offer. And, yeah, that's a great way to get people through your door, too. And a lot of happy kids and families.
Yep. And we've got a cookie decorating event on the 16th of December where you can come in and decorate some cookies with us and play some Christmas games.
That's fun.
And we just have so much fun. You know, we have other events that are for charge.
Right.
And they're usually no more than $10 or $15 per child. And there's tea parties and superhero parties. We do birthday parties. So
they can find out all this information that we just talked about on cakefairynh.com.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Or our Facebook page. And there's a widget on our homepage to our Facebook. And it's got everything and more on there.
And on Facebook, it's Cake Fairy NH also?
It's Cake Fairy USA.
Ah, see, I always have to ask.
Yeah.
Cake Fairy USA on Facebook.
Yes.
Can you give us another one of your best sellers that you have?
Yeah. So we just won the Clash of the Cupcakes.
Yes,
the
I want you to explain that a little bit.
Yeah. So Southern New Hampshire Services basically has a cupcake war.
Okay.
And it's all for charity. It's to benefit the people who they help, the seniors, the vets, everyone who Southern New Hampshire Services benefits. Yeah. All the proceeds go to them. This year it was at the back room.
Okay.
At Puritan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we brought our Energizer Fairy Cupcake.
Oh.
So that's another chocolate cupcake, because chocolate's big around here, we've noticed.
Right.
So it's chocolate cupcake with a fudge ganache in the middle,
topped
with an Italian espresso buttercream, and a chocolate-covered espresso bean on top, and more fairy dust. And it's to die for. It is so good. I'm not a huge cake person, just because, you know, if you're around it so much,
I know,
you kind of get like, okay, a break, so I don't need a wheelchair to roll me everywhere.
So that's the cupcake that won the award.
Well, that's the actual award.
It's a fake cupcake up there?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
That looks real.
Yeah.
It's the golden cupcake.
That's the golden cupcake.
So you guys won the award on that one?
We did.
For that cupcake. Say the name of that again.
It's the Energizer Fairy.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I hope that there's somebody at your store right now, because I have a feeling there's going to be a traffic jam getting into your parking lot.
Yeah, no, we closed for an hour.
Okay, wait in line, people.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
We've got a couple fall flavors. You know, I tasted our maple cupcake the other day.
Oh.
And like I said, I'm not a huge cake person, and I never eat a full cupcake, and I ate every morsel of this maple cupcake. It tastes like you're biting into like the best pancake you've ever had.
Oh, what do you have for a filling in that one? Or is there
we don't put a filling in it because maple's, you know, sweet
enough.
Itself.
Yeah.
So we put a really light cinnamon buttercream on it,
and
it's just
nice.
Such a nice combination.
Yeah, definitely balances out.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's great about your place is it's not just cupcakes. If somebody wants a cake for any occasion.
Yes.
They can come to you. Do you have any other desserts that you do? Cookies?
We do. We have Italian pastries like lobster tails, cannoli,
and we
make everything from scratch there, including our ricotta filling.
Oh.
So we get it from a little deli in Methuen, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
It was made in store. We don't buy it in big bags and fill our stuff.
Nice.
But we have Italian pastries. We have cookies, trays and trays of cookies. And we have cake pops. All really, we're a full service bakery. We're not just...
And we have cheesecakes. Yeah,
oh,
that's a big seller, too.
And we have pies for Thanksgiving. So we have apple pie, pumpkin pie, pecan, chocolate cream.
Lisa, you were saying a little earlier on the break, what was the other recipe of? A coffee cake. Want to describe that one for us? Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's like heavy. People get it and they're like, whoa, I was not expecting this to be that heavy. I mean, it's solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, her mic's
her,
not
her up. Mic's not. I'm been asking if you could, because I can't hear her.
Oh, okay. Here, use my mic. Go ahead.
On Thursday of last week, we had a couple of people come in the store, and they were both being waited on simultaneously, and somebody asked for the coffee cake, but my Brianna was telling a lady about it, and she said, well, I'll take a piece, but the man happened to get the last piece. So he said, well, you have to experience this cake, so have it. And she said, oh, no, I can't take it. It's the last one. You took it. He says, no, I insist. And aww. So this went back and forth, and so finally he says, please, you know, let me do the honor of having you have this. And so she said, okay, but let me buy you a cupcake.
So oh, I love really stories funny. Like
it
that.
It was really comical.
Yes.
It was really cute.
Show kindness, right? Yep. No matter what the season, no matter what time of year, just be kind. I know there's been a lot of kind of nasty stuff going around these days.
Oh, yeah.
And we just need to be kind and think of other people's, you know, cherish your opinion and everybody else's. And that's how that's my view anyways. So it's so nice to hear that.
It is.
So
and
nice
came
to
in
hear
the
that.
Next day because I said I was going to make one in the morning. And so he came in that evening and he got two pieces.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's great. That's great.
So, yeah.
So can tell me again, how long have you been doing this?
My mom's been doing it since she was 15.
But your store, your place.
6 months.
Only 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's doing you
it's
getting?
Doing well. I mean, some days are absolutely awful, you know, because we're brand new and that's how new businesses start.
Absolutely.
And then some days are like, holy bejesus, like I need 5 seconds to breathe, you know, and that's awesome.
Well, that's how word of mouth is going to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, you came on the radio show. Please go on the Facebook page. Lots of pictures on there. You can ask questions.
Yep.
I'm on here and there's some really cute things on here. So you can see how some of their cakes and what they look like. And yeah, for sure. Cake Fairy USA is the Facebook page. So that's fantastic.
Yeah,
good
and everything's made from scratch. So it's a good product. It's not like you go into some bakeries and you buy their cupcake or their cookie or their pie, whatever it might be, and it just tastes like they purchased it from a wholesaler that was frozen and unfrozen or shipped from a factory.
Right.
You know, you can tell it was baked with love and fairy dust and within the last, you know, 5 or 6 hours. It's never really older than that. Even cakes, wedding cakes, huge, massive 500 cupcake wedding orders don't get baked till that day because they tasted it on their wedding tasting how it should be. And, you know, no one else is going to taste it a different way. So a good product brings
good
people.
Well, my son is getting married June 2018, and I think I'm going to have to send him to you guys. You will still be around then.
Absolutely.
To try your wedding cake and see what they how they like. They're getting married at Bedford Village Inn, so I'm so excited. Yeah,
I
know I don't look old enough to have a son that's getting married, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. What do you want people to know that we haven't asked you? Is there anything that you had in your head today that you wanted to tell the listeners about your business, your products?
I think the most important thing to know is that my mom really runs the store and she bakes everything. It's not some high schooler or college kid that comes in and throws stuff together. It's one person baking everything every day. So you could get something today or in 6 years and it'll always taste the same.
Mm.
And she truly, truly cares about
certainly sounds like
what goes out.
Well, I can hear passion in your voice for sure.
Yeah.
And anybody that cooks with fairy dust is tops
on
my
know,
list.
Hello. Right?
I mean, I can't personally bake. If I was to bake anything, we'd be out of business in about 2.2 seconds.
So what's your role?
I do a lot of the fondant pieces.
Oh, okay.
And I run the front of the store. I do all the Facebook.
I was
going to
say, she does the stuff.
I do all the media.
The tech.
And I deal with the weddings and our wonderful brides, you know.
Super.
Any crisis they have, not with us, but, you know, I'm 21. So I'm able to really get on the bride's level rather than maybe
Absolutely.
A different business that really doesn't understand, you know, what's in or what's panicky about a wedding. You know, I really try and be as on the same level as any of our customers for that level. You know, I've had a woman come in because she had a bad day and she literally cried on my shoulder.
Aww.
You know, and it was the sweetest lady ever and I love her dearly. So I really, it's a real family place.
Yes,
it's
it
not
definitely
like
is.
A commercial thing. It's everyone who works there. And, you know, my boyfriend works there. My dad is there every day helping out. My friend Shauna, we've been friends since we were young.
Yeah.
You know, that's who works there. It's not people we don't know.
Yeah.
So when you come into the store, you really, no one's really in charge. Like, there's not like a big boss that you have to answer to.
Right.
Anyone in the store is fully knowledgeable. Yeah, my mom's a big boss.
But she's busy baking. I mean, that to
oh,
me,
yeah.
To be honest, I am not. I really do not like to bake. It's, you know, I used to watch Julia Child and go,
right.
Oh, you got to be kidding. Look at how it was so messy and there's so many steps. And, you know, give me appetizers, give me a meal to cook, give me that to do, give me garlic and all that stuff.
Right.
But, oh, the sweet stuff, oh.
It's I just want to eat it.
Tough.
I want to look at it, see how pretty it is, and then say, do I dare
or
eat it?
Or go get it from someone who knows they're passionate
that's right.
about it, and I know it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to head in there. So, again, what's your address?
It's 114 Londonderry Turnpike in Hooksett. It's really easy to get to. If you're on 101 coming from Manchester, you're going to hop off exit 1, go left, mile and a half down the road, you'll see a big hot pink bakery sign with our little logo girl, Gigi, on it. And we're right there, back road of Kmart, or right next to Eaton's Cake and Candy.
Right, next to Eaton's is a good
super
point of reference.
Yeah, definitely.
Super. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show, and all the best of luck to you 6 months in, and keep it going, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
we appreciate
for sure.
it.
And we'd
for
love
sure.
to see more pictures on Facebook, too. You know, definitely draw everybody in. From
Take as many
your pictures in your description.
Really, that's what really draws. Like, when people can say, oh, you know, you never know what's going to catch someone's eye and say, I want something just like that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We had ladies leave the gym one day because we have this.
The gym.
We had this sprinkle cookie. It's a butter cookie rolled in sprinkles with like a chocolate drop in the middle.
Yeah.
And our favorite ladies that come in, and they come in like 4 times a week. They're the cutest things ever. And they left the gym. They're like, okay, time to go. Okay, Fairy has new cookie out. And they literally like left the gym, like posted on Facebook.
That's cute.
So it's very true.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's right.
That's cool.
That's super. Well good. We're awesome. So glad to have you, and definitely we'll be keeping in touch.
Thank you very much.
For sure. Well, that's the dessert part of Thanksgiving.
I know, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, like they said, they have cakes and pies to order as well. So certainly check that out too.
Absolutely.
That'd be super.
Definitely. All right. So what I want to talk to you, Kim, about what you've been doing lately. Because I know you were and still are, in some respects, the coupon lady.
The coupon professor.
Coupon
Extreme
professor.
Extreme coupon professor.
Yes.
Carol and I met you. Coupon lady.
We met you years ago
when
we were doing the radio station from Bo.
Yeah.
And we met you years ago then. So, and now you have this blog that you're doing.
Yeah. So the Extreme Coupon Professors is still there.
Yep.
You know, I want to show people where to shop, get the best deals, you know, what's going on for that avenue. But my fun site, I like to call it my fun site because I get to interact with more businesses and things going on, is the Southern New Hampshire Kids. So it's southernnewhampshirekids.com. It's a super resource site. Things going on in New Hampshire, things for the holidays. Right now there's a super holiday guide. Cake Fairy's on that as well, so it has a little bit of a description of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Some fun gift ideas. I don't know if you've ever heard of Wicket Candle. So it's candle, and I met them at the Deerfield Fair years ago. A candle, and as the wax melts, you put it on as a lotion, and it's 100% soy. So it feels so soft, and your hands feel good, like, for hours. So, you know, they're on there too. But then I also have our family favorites. We have some fun games. One is called Sequence, you know, grab it on Amazon. Pit is a card game, which is laughs and screams. I mean, you are sitting at the table shouting, screaming, and laughing. It's a huge fun game. I think we've been playing that for 20 years. So I have a lot of my favorites on there too. But then events, you know, as we talked about, the free events that the Cake Fairy has. Tonight, Anheuser-Busch has, Michelle's fanning herself, I can't help but laugh. Anheuser-Busch has their Flick of the Light night, and they're going to light up the tree and all around. The area is all lit up. It's free for you to go through, walk through. And they do offer s'mores kits. I think it's $10, and it's good for four people. They have fire pits going on. Again, that's another free event. But we have plenty of things from the paint bars to eating out, you know, different events that might have to do with food as well. So it's just a fun site to find a lot of information. Pretty active Facebook page. A lot of companies will put their own events on there as well. So you can see that too. So it's just, it's a super resource site. I really enjoy doing it. My friend Nicole, she was from New Hampshire, lived in New Hampshire and moved to North Carolina. And she passed the blog on to me when she moved. And so I was very gracious and having fun with it and keeping it going because she did a great job to get it started too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, and I do have like the deals on there. You will see Extreme Coupon Professor logos when it's the great places to shop. And this time of year, we want to get the best and the most for our money, whether it's the grocery store or for things under the tree. So I do have the little logo, but I go back and forth. You know, people are checking both out to see what's on them.
I have a question for you because I'm always looking for, you know, a good coupon. But now there's more coupons online. Where's a good source for coupons online?
RetailMeNot.
Really?
They're the big ones. If you actually start Googling a coupon, theirs It'll is usually up. The first one to pop up on that too. Yeah.
I know when I go into Hobby Lobby or I'll just go Hobby Lobby coupon and it comes up.
Right.
So doing it that way is also a good. And even for food, like for food coupons?
You can go directly to their sites. You can go directly to the manufacturer sites that have coupons on there.
Yep.
There's a lot of coupon clipping sites. You used to be able to buy the coupons off of eBay. eBay doesn't allow it anymore, but I used to do that. So if I wanted 20 coupons for Skippy peanut butter, I'd buy 20 coupons for $2 and then shop with those. But there's a lot of coupon clipping sites that you can still get them from. You pay a little bit of money, and you have specific coupons. A lot of people in my classes would at first be like, that sounds really dumb, buying coupons. How are you saving money?
Right.
And one example I had was I bought napkins. The everyday price at Hannaford was $1. And then there were $1 off coupons for this brand of
you got it for free.
Napkins. Well, I had to pay $8 for, I think we got 80 coupons. Oh. So I bought 80 packages of napkins. So in a sense, it cost $8. So, but really, it would have cost me $80 for all those napkins. So that's where, you know, that worked out. And again, you can still do the same thing. Stores do limit the coupons now at some point. They've definitely changed a lot since you had come to the classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly like the JD Foods. I usually bring that one up a lot. They are, Eddy Road in Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I just got a case of chicken. And, I mean, it's 40 pounds of chicken. But for us, there's, you know, we have a big family.
Right.
But even still, I'll package it up in the freezer bags. It was only $1.13 or $1.12 a pound.
Right.
So, you know, that's a great buy. The pie crust right now, it was two crusts in a package for $1.29. And it's the deep dish one. And then you have your chocolate pudding in a can. Mm-hmm. So it's quick and easy, you know, stuff like that. But the price is right. And where do you guys grocery shop?
I go between Hannaford's, Market Basket, Whole Foods.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those are my three spots. I have certain things I can only get at Whole Foods. And then my new favorite is the brand new Hannaford's in Bedford.
Oh, it's beautiful. Isn't it?
There's stuff in there that the other Hannaford's don't have. It's like double the size. So if you haven't been to that Hannaford's, it's amazing.
Yeah, and they dice up all your vegetables if you want for free.
While you're shopping, you bring your whatever vegetable you have, as many as you want.
Right.
If you want, you know, chopped peppers, you're going to make soup, let's say. Get all the vegetables that are going to go in your soup. Tell them exactly how you, there's so even cool. a little list.
No fee for it.
Yeah, and while you're shopping for everything else, they'll dice everything up for you.
Pretty cool. It's great for Thanksgiving, for the squash.
Right.
To peel it and chop it.
I hate that.
I know. So that's where I shop. I shop at Hannaford. Have you taken advantage of the Hannaford to go?
I have not.
How about you, ladies?
No.
No, we're too specific with what we want. Like, we only use like a certain kind of butter. And sometimes if they're out of the butter, they might, you know, give you a different brand or the Hannaford's brand itself. And we're picky.
Well, I've had a couple instances where they didn't have it for a couple of things. It's only happened a couple times. So for anyone who doesn't know, we'll tell you in a minute. We're going to go on break. How's that?
Yeah, we have more to say about this. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a sec.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. You're listening to Food for Thought with Michelle and Kim today. Carol and Tracy are not here. So we're filling in for them, and I hope we're doing, and I know we're doing an absolutely fabulous job.
I hope so. I just got a text from my friend Jenny. Hi, Jenny. She said she loves hearing us on the radio. She's one of the biggest fans I know.
Oh, cool. Very cool. And I just loved the Cake Fairy ladies. They were very passionate, and I hope, especially during this holiday season, you know, take away some of your stress about baking and for your parties, and go get a cake or some cupcakes or cookies and try them out.
And Michelle, absolutely, like I was telling you, I think it's wonderful how it was Lisa, the mom, her dream forever.
Yeah.
And it's so nice when your daughter can do that with you.
Right.
Like, that's just
she helped make her mom's dream come true.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, I think her dream is coming true too.
Yeah,
owning her
definitely.
Own, helping to own her own business. You know,
yeah, it's wonderful,
awesome.
So I'll finish up with the Hannaford to go.
Absolutely.
As we were talking about saving time, let me tell you, you are going to drive out of the parking lot every single time with a smile on your face. It's very easy. The first time, give yourself a little extra time to figure it out, but they have a tutorial right on Hannaford.com. Mm-hmm. And you go through with the checklist of your grocery list. What do you want? Put in the search button what you want. There are spots to be very specific. I'll always say, you know, I might want 3 bunches of bananas and 2 of them to be green, 1 of them ready ripe. So you can be very specific. Even with my fresh beets, sometimes they have their bigger beets and there might be 3 in that bunch. Or they have the smaller beets and there might be 4 or 5. So I'll say I'd like the smaller beets, try to get them with 4 or 5 in the bunch, and I get it. It's only been a couple of times where maybe they brought a different ice cream because they were out. It had been on sale.
Right.
So they found one similar. But for that particular time, I needed it to make an ice cream cake. So I said, no, just find me a different brand with that kind. They came out. They go back in. They run in and get it and replace it. So after you place your order, you tell them what day you were going to show up and the kind of a time frame. You pull up to the curbside, press a button just like a drive-through.
No way.
They ask your name. They come out. If they had any questions about your order, like that time they told me about the ice cream. And, you know, we took care of that. You have coupons. You give them your coupons. You give them.
So you pay when you pick up.
You pay in your car.
Wow.
And they load up your car for you. You do not have to get out of your car. I mean, if I had this, I had 4 babies so close in age with twins in there. I would have been in my glory. But now, rainy days, snowy days, cold days.
Yeah.
Guess what?
I'm thinking about this for my mom because her and I go grocery shopping every day, every week together because she's legally blind.
Okay.
She can see a little bit, but she needs me because certain things in the grocery shelves, they all look alike. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's looking for specific items. The other way that I heard about this, and this is awesome for people, and you'll go like, oh my gosh, I know someone. A friend of mine has a friend, and she's my friend too, that has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she is on an experimental drug right now. And, you know, people are going through chemo. She's not the only one. They're going through chemo. And I actually did see her in the grocery store a few weeks ago. And I can't even imagine having to do that. And she has 2 little kids. And a friend of our mutual friend said to her, listen, you do that food on the go, and I'll go get it for you.
Right, perfect.
You know, and I hope she takes her up on it because what a great idea.
The first time, the service is free. Mm-hmm. The second time, if it's $125, mm-hmm. it's free. Other than that, it's $5.
Well,
but it's $125 before a coupon. So I could have $125.
Right.
and it dropped down to 80 because of my coupons, and I still don't get a fee.
Wow.
It's
and
a
for elderly people,
it is.
You know, you could help them out. Like if my mother-in-law is in a nursing home right now for in rehab, but if she goes back home, that's a perfect thing for her to do, and I'll go pick it up for her. You know, what exactly do you want?
Right, and you go online and click it for them, or they can do it if they, you know, they're computer savvy, so they still feel like they're doing something, making their own list.
Right,
I love it. And like I said, I'm not the only one who says when you go out of the parking lot, you're smiling. You really do. You're like, oh my gosh, that was
amazing. I dread going to the grocery store.
And look how much time we're saving. You're also saving money too because you're being specific. And you are not going through the aisle saying, oh, I'll get this. I'm making recipes for the week. Do I have that can of gravy?
Right.
If I was in the store, I'd probably buy it because I didn't know.
Right.
Now I just get up, go look in my cupboard.
Right.
It's there. I don't need it. So you're saving money. You're saving time.
Yeah.
Your list is done. It's a fabulous service.
Oh,
it really
great
is.
Idea. Absolutely great idea.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention, and, you know, we always seem to mention this, and I know Carol is really good about mentioning this throughout the year, but it's the food bank.
Yeah.
And if you go on nhfoodbank.org, it's an awesome site if you want to help out. Right now, depending on your place of work, I know I was a teacher and I retired in June, but I've been subbing at the school that I retired from, and they have a poster up, and they put it up monthly on what the items that they need.
Right.
So they have, it's called a food drive, and I'm like, yeah, monthly food drive posters. So you can print them right from the website. And for this month, for November, let me click on it and see what comes up. But I already know what it is. It's canned goods, like canned vegetables,
right.
Because, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yep.
And they put together baskets for people in our communities, in all of New Hampshire, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and whenever they need it. And right now they're looking for canned vegetables.
Yep.
And so that's a really, really cool thing to do in your workplace. If you want to help out, you don't have the time to go absolutely help out them at their site. You can help out in your workplace by just putting out a box, put up the poster monthly, and say, hey, guys, bring in a canned good, you know, a couple, once a week for a month, you know, and you'll be surprised at how fast it fills up.
It's an easy way for us to make a difference.
Yeah. So,
again, how many times have we purchased that item at the store when we already had it at home?
Right.
So pop it into those boxes for sure.
Right. So nhfoodbank.org is where you'll find that. And they'll also list, they also have a lot of other ideas on how you can help out.
Excellent. So. Definitely. Keep that in mind. Do we have time for?
We do.
All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some Black Friday information.
Awesome.
I know that's awesome.
I am so
never
have I gone out shopping on Black Friday ever.
I used to love it. I used to go with one of my best friends, and we did it when you'd have to get up at 3 a.m. And I like that so much better than, you know, taking away from the holidays when people are shopping now at Thanksgiving, because look how hard it is for families to get together anyways. But on a happier note, let's talk about a little bit of what is hot to buy and what things you don't want to bother with at Black Friday. So what to buy, a lot of people look to see what the TV deals are. And let's remember Black Friday, they want it to be cheap for people. So you're not going to see the huge brand names that are going to have the best prices. You're going to see some lower models, but you're going to see the 60-inch television, the 70-inch television, and you're going to definitely get a good buy. I went through all the flyers already, and I will say that the prices are very comparable to each other. It just is going to depend on what brand you like.
Right.
The other hot thing to get this time of year is to get the video game consoles, because they bundle them up together. So you'll have the video, the console, and then a few games or an extra controller, that type of thing. And you will see a lot of the video games half off as Black Friday as well. Another thing is complete season and box sets of movies, 50 to 75% off a lot of times. So if you still like, you know, the DVDs, you know, grab them because it's a better price. So those are some hot things to get. Large appliances this time of year, dishwashers, washing machines, and a lot of stores are already having Black Friday price deals on these items. They'll offer a better price, no financing for 18 months, those kind of things. But it's funny, as I'm, you know, going over these things, a lot of them aren't gifts, right? They're for things that we've been needing all year long. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not buying a TV for my best friend. You know, it's going in the game room, that type of thing. But for toys, I did look around, and I believe that Toys R Us is the best place to go for your toys. You have a larger selection, obviously. Mm-hmm. Most things I found were 50 to 65, even 75% off. And that, again, is a nice price to be able to give the gifts to give away for the families in need. So that keep that in mind, too. They also did say, though, that Cyber Monday, their prices are really good, if not better.
That's what I like.
But on those things, if you are looking for something very specific, it could be sold out.
True.
So it's a hit or miss on that one.
But a lot of them, like Amazon, they're already started.
Yes, exactly.
Already started.
It's definitely changed a lot. Yeah.
And I found this morning, as a matter of fact, I want a pair of boots. And I don't care if they're real leather or fake leather. Mm-hmm. I just want some really nice looking boots. And justfab.com.
Yes.
I was on it, and they have they were doing 2 for $39.95, and today only it's 2 for $29.95.
Oh, did
so
you
grab
them?
I got two pair of boots for $29.95.
Super.
Yeah.
That's
so
excellent.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
A couple of things not to buy, look for right now. Winter clothes. We know in January they slashed those prices significantly.
Right.
So wait on those if you can, although, you know, the cute little pajama feety character ones at Christmas are fun to get for Christmas.
Target has a ton of them.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Everyone, Kohl's does. Yeah. They all do. And Christmas decorations. I mean, as you were talking about Hobby Lobby, they've been 50% off since
Crazy.
October.
Yeah.
So that's not, to me, something that I would, you know, put my time
I don't
and
buy
money
Christmas
in.
Decorations anymore because I have so many I'm
I
trying
know.
To get rid of. But when I was younger and, you know, just starting out with my husband and my kids, I always loved going out. The time I like to go out is after Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, because everything's, you can get such good deals, especially on Christmas decorations.
I'm not a football fan, and my husband and boys are. So New Year's Day, that would be me. I'd go shopping, and I'd really hit all the amazing clearances then.
Yep.
And by then, the Christmas stuff was 90% off.
Right.
So I definitely would do that.
All right, Bob's telling me that we're ready for our next break. And then when we come back, we have approximately about 10 more minutes left. So we'll be with you in just a few minutes. Food for Thought.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. You're listening to Michelle and Kim today. And I think I want to end with, oh my gosh, if I lose it, I will die.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here it is. I have a couple of salad dressing recipes. You know, salad dressings, in my opinion, are probably one of the fattest things that you can add to your salad, a healthy salad. Unless you're putting oil and vinegar, you know, using olive oil and vinegar, pretty much everything else, you know, look, read the labels. There's a lot of stuff in them. So I have a regular oil and vinegar dressing. It has a little kick to it. So this one calls for a half a cup of, both of these have apple cider. Apple cider is, by the way, the best vinegar to use. Mm-hmm. So half a cup of apple cider vinegar to a half a cup of olive oil. Then 3 tablespoons of pure maple syrup, 2 cloves of garlic crushed, very, very finely chopped salt and pepper to taste. Mix it and it'll last in your refrigerator for a week to 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
It is so tasty. And if you want it just a little sweeter, you could add just a little bit more maple syrup. But that's how I make that one. This other one is a version of ranch dressing.
Okay.
And it's called coconut ranch dressing. Half a cup of coconut cream. It comes in a can.
Right.
You can get that in any grocery store. Half a cup of coconut cream. A half a cup of fresh chopped herbs. Combine garlic, dill, parsley, and chives. A half a cup of liquid coconut oil. That can be a little bit expensive, But you know what? Coconut oil, and it's even better than olive oil to use mm-hmm. in cooking and especially for salad dressings. And then, so a quarter cup of liquid coconut oil and a half a cup of olive oil. ACV, listen to me, adding two different oils. Apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Half a cup of apple cider vinegar, a tablespoon of unfiltered honey, and salt and pepper to taste.
That sounds good.
Put that in a jar. And I use mason jars.
Yeah, and shake it that way.
Yep, and shake it up, leave it in your fridge, take it out when you need it. That last couple of weeks, they're both very, very good. Let me repeat the coconut one real quick. Half a cup of coconut cream, half a cup of chopped herbs, garlic, dill, parsley, chives, quarter of a cup of liquid coconut oil, half a cup of apple cider vinegar, tablespoon of filtered honey, and salt and pepper to taste.
Sounds good.
Really good. Very, very good.
And it's nice when you don't have to use the processor and stuff like that. Put right. it in a jar, shake
nope,
it,
put it all
done.
In there. Yep.
Good.
And there's the music. Can you believe how fast this happens?
What a great segment. Thanks
well,
to the
thank
Cake
you,
Fairy.
Kim, and thanks to the Cake Fairy. It's and
wonderful.
Bob, thank you. Gracious host you are. I'm sure Carol and Tracy will be back not next Thursday. It's
so
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
And they'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Take
now.
Care.
Thank
Bye.
You.